This is BFBS Esports Live with OJ Borge.
Well, hello to Esports Live on BFBS, the Forces station. And it's not just any BFBS Esports Live. It's a Halloween special, so I am OJ Borge. That was terrible. OJ Borge. Yes, anyway. Alongside me is combat medical technician, founder and CEO of Skoll Esports, a man known as Joan... Joan. It took me ages to think of that, Jonah, you know.
Oh, my goodness. It's horrendous. Still, yeah. It's nearly as bad as jokes the other week.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. Do you know what? My original intro for you was I was going to call you a one-man boss level and somebody knows the secret of Monkey Island, to which, when we rehearsed this, you've never played Monkey Island.
No, I haven't played Monkey Island, no. Only the CFD's expansion.
Yeah, okay. Because it's a game, I mean, no one under the age of about 35 will know the reference. It was an Amiga game. I remember trying to cheat when I was at school, and that involved somebody giving me about 20 pages of printed out A4 so I could do it bit by bit to solve the puzzles. Anyway, welcome to your home of anything and everything to do with gaming and esports within the armed forces. One of the things we're doing this season, I love this, is the War Room every Tuesday night, 6:30 p.m. That is UK time. We are hosting a gaming lobby. I say we, it's the royal we. Jonah is. It is where you can compete against him and others from the Armed Forces esports community. Different games each week. It is Halloween today, unless you're listening to the catch-up, in which case it was Halloween a few days ago. What are we playing, Jonah?
So it's fitting with our Halloween theme. We're playing Friday the 13th this week. Obviously a bit of a spooky game. So I'll be playing Jason and running around the map trying to find and hunt down the survivors. And the survivors obviously trying to escape. Another exciting game to play, and definitely going to lose this one.
Yeah, probably. You seem to have, you've lost to all the ones you put on so far, which seems a little sad. How do people get involved in the lobby?
So quite simply, search during the public. If you go in the public search of the game and search Ace Anvil on there, you can find my lobby and join in there. We have a few people already lined up, ready to join. So jump in, grab a spot, and try and run away from me.
Absolutely. Please do join in. We're also going to speak on this episode to Ashley Wharton, the Vice Chair of the Royal Navy Esports Society, and a number of gaming competitions coming up in and out of the forces. Plus, we're hoping to speak to Jeffrey Pierce, somebody who I worked with years ago, the voice of characters in games such as The Last of Us, The Reckoning, and Call of Duty Ghosts World War II. He's Jeffrey Pierce. He's a wonderful chap. Jonah, I couldn't hear you, obviously, because you're in a different place to where I am. In the world, you're down in your gaming lobby. Where actually are you in the world? I don't know.
I'm in my house. I've got a new office. I'm out the way now. The missus has kicked me out of the last room, so I'm now banished to the this room here. But yeah, I'm a bit more quiet now.
It is. It's very quiet. But I was trying to watch you over our little screens because we can see each other from our different locations. And I was trying to work out whether you were singing along to that. And I'm guessing the answer was no.
I mean, a little bit of it, can't lie.
Also, I've tried to work on my name. I made a mess of it at the start, the Halloweenification of my name.
Go on.
And the best way, okay, OJ Borge is the best I could do so far. And you know, I've tried to work on one for our first guest, and that is Ashley Wharton. Now, Ashley Wharton is the Royal Navy's Vice Chair of Esports. Ashley, I can't think of one so far. I've not been able to come up with a Halloween version of your name. Do you have one yourself?
I don't know.
No, okay.
Not at all.
It might come to me before 7 o'clock. The only thing I thought of, if you ever need a new, maybe you've used this already, if you ever needed a new gaming name, your name is Ashley Wharton. How about the Warthog?
What is that Halo reference?
I've actually tried that before. I've tried a few variations of the name, but yeah. The one thing that irritates me is it's WH, not WA. If it was WA, I'd be more inclined, but I just can't find anything that works in that way. I'll probably get Warthog with WH if I spell it that way, but I've tried a few variations of it in the past and I just don't like them. So
give it a go, Ashley. Anyway, you're here to talk about Navy Esports. First off, let's start with Code Bowl 4. Not too long ago, was it your first time in LA?
It's my first time in America.
Really? Yeah. Okay. So what a thing to go over for. What was the experience like going over there?
It was great, really. Especially myself that's never been over to America before. The team at Activision were absolutely fantastic. Squared us away entirely. Food, accommodation, travel, whatever we needed, really. There was always somebody on hand any hour of the day to sort us out. We knew exactly where we needed to be. And then we had quite a bit of free time as well to go out and explore and do a few other bits and pieces. So that was good, to be honest. It wasn't completely full on 12-hour days. There was bits and pieces where we actually managed to get out and see a little bit of LA. So it was good.
It wasn't 12-hour days. Was it even an esports event? I mean, Jonah will back me up here. If you do anything in esports, it's a minimum of 12 hours, isn't it, normally, Jonah?
Yeah, I mean, depends on the event. But yeah, I mean, definitely competitions-wise, 12 hours is probably a general average. But yeah, I mean, I've been in ones as long as 24, 48 hours. I mean, Insomnia is literally named Insomnia for the reason that you're up for that long playing games. But yeah, if anyone who's been to Insomnia knows that sleep deprivation, you know, especially being in the military, you know, we're sort of used to it by that point.
Yeah, you guys have nailed it. That's why you've got a head start on it. How did the Royal Navy Esports do, Ashley?
We finished eighth, which isn't bad considering we finished dead last year. We had a few connectivity issues last year, but no issues this year. Finished eighth, which was an improvement. But the team that did win, the Royal Canadian Air Force, were incredible.
Yeah,
they're untouchable. Most kills in every game, and they didn't win every game, but they put enough kills on the board to be able to boost their score, and I think they won by about 40 kills in the end. And it was just nobody was touching them. They were pretty incredible, to be honest.
Very strong performance. I know it was the first time they'd been on one of these Code Bowls as well. They did very, very well. Let's talk a bit more about your role as the vice chair of esports for the Royal Navy. How long have you been in this role?
So I've been in this role since the AGM last year, so June, July last year, so 14-15 months now.
Like the other services, it seems like the Royal Navy very much getting behind esports.
Oh yeah, no, entirely so. We're hoping to be able to hit affiliated sports status soon. So we're going through the process now to get ourselves onto the affiliated sports, and hopefully, probably just after the new year, we're hoping that we'll have some more clarity as to if we get that recognised status.
How long does it normally take to get affiliated?
There's two boards that sit in the year, so it really does depend, but we are putting the legwork in to try and get it. We're hoping, as I say, to be done by February, hopefully. But we've been having this conversation now for quite a significant amount of time, to be honest.
I think it's the same with the Army, really. The Army's been pushing for esports to become an official Army sport for the longest time. But obviously, there's the controversy that doesn't take any physical exercise, blah, 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 blah. But the mental toll and like the strategy and everything is all so, I don't know, it's exhausting. For anyone who's played in any type of competitive competition within esports, arguably it's, you know, on the brain, it's more exhausting than other sports, in my opinion anyway. But yeah, I don't know if you would agree with that, but it's definitely the stand that the Army's taking, that because it's not a physical sport, you know, the mental toll, people don't take part in esports don't get that sort of aspect of it. But yeah.
If you do speak to people that play games, people are going to have such a great mental capacity for it, because they're going to understand the macro. They're going to understand, like, my game is League of Legends, and I know champions, I know their stats, I know how their stats build, I know what abilities they use, how much damage, what items I need to build. And then I understand all the different play styles that I have to do to counter different champions and different play styles. And how that, the amount of mental capacity that somebody has to be able to process all that information is great in a work environment, probably not on the physical side, and I get that entirely, but the absolute just bottom line intelligence that somebody has to have to process all that information that quickly really lends itself to roles such as weapons engineering or cyber security or the intelligence branch. Like, there are a lot of people that could be pickpocketed out. We've got people that just code in their spare time and do all sorts of weird and wonderful things, a lot of like hardware and software stuff as well. And it's just like, you know, all those transferable skills, you're not going to get that in football, but you get that in esports, because that's the kind of people that we have playing games.
We've got
people that don't do that, but we've got a lot of people that do. So,
well, it's a great shout. And for people who don't think that esports is difficult, have a crack at League of Legends. I mean, I hosted a couple of events, and I was lucky enough that Riot, who make the game, took me, and they gave me a coach, and they were like, right, we're going to teach you the game, it's going to be great. And I did hours and hours and hours of it, and I didn't even scratch the surface of being able to really understand the game beyond knowing what is a mid laner and what's a jungler and the rest of it. Still with Jonah Jupp, and also our guest, who is from the Royal Navy, is the vice chair of esports, that is Ashley the Warthog Wharton. Mate, thank you so much for staying with us. I didn't ask you this before. I wanted to work out, what esports teams does the Royal Navy have? Because you've got loads, haven't you?
We have, yeah. So World of Warships, League of Legends, Call of Duty, Rocket League, Overwatch, Counter-Strike. List goes on.
Yeah.
I'll be here for hours if I go through the list and delve down into the weeds.
Yeah, you sort of feel that, you know, being the Royal Navy, you should be good at World of Warships.
Yeah. I've casually played. I played 4 or 5 years ago, and I touched on it about 6 months ago, just over over Easter, and then I've not touched it since. I don't really play World of Warships, but we do have a good collective group of people that do. The chair, Gordon, does as well.
Gordon, I was going to mention Gordon's name, yeah, because I remember we spoke to him, I think, on the first season of this, and he challenged me to a game of it, and I basically went through like the first couple of rounds, the training and the rest of it, and it's a fabulous game. But surely, if you're from the Royal Navy, you've never been beaten by the other services, have you?
I can't say whether they have. I've never played any games with the other services, so I can't comment on that.
Oh, you've not? Okay, then. So, but let's talk about the inter-service rivalry. And I guess this is a question for both of you. How much is there a rivalry, Jonah? I mean, if there's a chance of playing the RAF or the Royal Navy, I mean, surely you want to get stuck in and beat them.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, as I've said before many a time on the show, like, it doesn't matter who we're against, the Navy, the RAF, or anyone else from other countries. We played the US Air Force, US Army many a time. I think there's always that rivalry between the service about who's the better service. The Navy always pulls the excuse of being the senior service, but, you know, the Army always, you know, is quick to keep them quiet. So, I mean, I'm not biased, but also the Navy does whip
us
a lot.
I'm not biased, but he says,
how can you not be biased? How can you not be biased? But actually, I'm sure I have a good argument against that. Many examples, I'm sure, that he's got. times the Navy beat the Army or the RAF.
Ashley, have they? Is it one of those things that when you do play inter-service, when you get a win over your opposing services, it must be one of the greatest days in esports?
It's always nice to get a one-up, but in terms of like people we play against on a regular basis, it is the Army and the RAF, because when we go for scrims, we play against them anyway. So I don't know if there is that little bit of rivalry, but it is always nice to win anyway. So yeah. It's always nice to get one over, I suppose.
What's the community like? What's the community like within the Royal Navy Esports Society?
We've got a good regular bunch of people that turn up. Deployment obviously is getting in the way of that, especially for the Royal Navy, because we've got a long list of people that go to sea for quite a long period of time. But people come back quite regularly, and we're slowly building the community. But yeah, we're a lovely bunch of people. Got loads of time for everybody, and just really nice. We just everybody gets on. We have no real issues at all. We have no issues. It's just everybody's here to play games, and we're all here for the love of esports. So
that's what it is. Last question, and that is, if you are on deployment on a ship, can you get a decent enough signal? Is your ping okay to actually play online?
No.
In a word, no.
No.
Ashley, sorry, go on. What were you saying?
No, it's not really possible at sea at all. It's just the bandwidth that we've got out there is specifically for operational reasons. So it's nigh on impossible to play games online.
Surely you can nick just a little bit, Ashley. Surely just a little bit of that operational stuff. Ashley, I have to say thank you. Thank you so much for staying with us. We have managed to come up with a name for you, a Halloween name, and that's Ghastly Wharton, if you want that.
I'll pass.
thank you so much to the Royal Navy's Vice Chair of Esports. That is Ashley the Warthog Wharton. Cheers, buddy. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Jonah, how's the war room going? How have you been? How's it gone for you, really?
I mean, do we have to talk about it? I mean, let's just say it. I'm dead.
Yeah. It is one of those things. I can hardly do two things at the same time. So the fact that you actually game and co-present the show, I think, is pretty amazing every week. We got time, I think, to do the news. What's the latest esports news? What have you got for us?
Yes. So this week, the Blast R6 Major in Atlanta, Georgia, is taking place this weekend. Everyone is sort of just turning up at the moment. I've looked through Twitter over the last sort of hour or so, and all the esports organizations, I'm talking Fnatic, Wolves Esports, all the big R6 names, R6 being Rainbow Six Siege for anyone who doesn't know. They're all turning up now in Atlanta, Georgia, and playing their first few matches. The results are looking very varied already, so it'll be interesting to see how it pans out. But also, this weekend we had Epic LAN 40, which took place at the Kettering Leisure Village. Some unexpected winners. So Raptors, who we kind of expected, took home the first place in this Counter-Strike 2 tournament, and they won 2-0 against K10 Esports, and Vex took home the win in a very tightly played 2-0 win against MCRP Ultras in the Valorant Grand Final. Now, MCRP Ultras are a bit of a mixed team. They've got some French players, some English players. Yeah, a lot of which have sort of Polaris experience.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Fabulous. Thank you very much, buddy. And talking of CS2, I mean, do you want to admit to it right now? Go on, admit to it.
I think I've been converted from Valorant to CS2.
He has. He's in. He's in with it. And that is pretty much it. Thank you so much for being with us. Jonah, as always, thank you very much, buddy. Thank you.
Pleasure.
We'll see you next week. If you missed it, you can catch it by going to bfbs.com/esports live. Here again Sunday afternoon, 12:30 p.m. UK time. We'll see you next time.
On air, online, on the app,
on FM,
and DAB Plus throughout the UK. This is BFBS.
BFBS.
The Forces Station.